Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Remember Mystery Meat? Tater Tots? SOS? Everyone from First Lady Michelle Obama to celebrity chef Jamie Oliver these days has been talking about the need to improve the quality of the school lunch. But my next guest put her money where her mouth is, or something like that. She is a teacher who ate school lunch every single day for a year and blogged about what she found at Fed Up With Lunch, her blog. Now she has a book whose full title is Fed Up With Lunch, The School Lunch Project, How One Anonymous Teacher Revealed the Truth About School Lunches and How We Can Change Them. It's part memoir, part manifesto, part tool book, and we welcome the author, Sarah Wu, to WNYC. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So you teach elementary school in Chicago, and you made a point of eating what was provided for the kids every day. Wow. What was for lunch?
You know, there were a lot of really bizarre foods. There was a lot of processed stuff. There were things that I enjoyed. It was really a roller coaster ride, let me tell you.
What was for lunch? Like, what was the most common thing that you found? What was the least appetizing, the least healthy thing that you found?
I ate pizza every week. Friday was pizza day. And, you know, I think a lot of kids eat pizza all the time. What I ended up finding out from a food service director halfway across the country was that pizza like the pizza I ate contained 62 ingredients. So it wasn't the kind of pizza that you would expect that maybe you would make at home, which would have, you know, just a few ingredients. It was pizza with tons of fillers and, you know, other things I couldn't pronounce.
Right. Okay, so processed pizza once a week. What else?
We also had hot dogs. The meal that I had that really kicked off my whole questioning of the food that was in the cafeteria was a bagel dog, and it was, you know, a hot dog covered in this bagel dough that had been frozen and then reheated, and so it was sort of soggy and with a side of tater tots and a fruit cup. And that was the day about 2 years ago that I'd forgotten my lunch, and I bought that lunch down in the cafeteria. And to put it in a little context, at that time, I had my little boy was turning one, and I was just sort of awakening to the fact that the food that I was going to be putting on the table at home had to be the best food possible, as he was just starting to get all of his calories from things that I would prepare in my home kitchen. So when I came to school and had that bagel dog meal, and a lot of my students live below the poverty line, I just thought to myself, look, you know, teachers talk to me about students complaining of hunger, and here we are giving this to them, and it could be what their best meal of the day. And I was just heartsick. I was heartbroken by what I saw on the tray, and I didn't know what to do. And actually a couple months went by where, you know, it just every day I saw the kids and saw how they were doing in school, and sometimes they were struggling. Certainly a lot of the students that I work with are special needs because I'm a speech pathologist.
You blame that on the bagel dogs?
Well, you know, once I started eating the lunches, I was able to feel like I could draw a line between some of those spaced out moments after lunch to what we were eating, because I knew exactly what they were eating because I did too.
Listeners, we want your school lunch horror stories and school lunch success stories. Maybe it's really good in the school in which you work or the school in which your children learn. 212-433-WNYC. Does this one anonymous teacher sound like you? She's anonymous no more, by the way. Sarah Wu, W-U. And she's written the book Fed Up With Lunch, The School Lunch Project, How One Anonymous Teacher Revealed the Truth About School Lunches and How We Can Change Them. Call us up with your experiences and your opinions about this and your questions. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. So you were anonymously blogging your experiences with these lunches on kind of a day-by-day basis, and what? People in the school community were reading about it but not knowing who was doing it?
Yeah. Ultimately, a couple months after I'd eaten that bagel dog meal, I sat down to write my 2010 goals, and I thought about something, doing something that really mattered and made a difference beyond my own work at school. And that school lunch meal that I'd had really had stuck in my mind. So I thought, you know, I could blog and eat a year of school lunch. But I did it anonymously. I didn't tell anybody, virtually none of my friends and family. And I just did it, and I wanted to get it off my conscience. Okay, I'm making a public record of these lunches, and they're out there, and I can at least feel like I've done something, because I didn't think that if I went to administration it would get very far. So people in the community didn't know about me. I didn't identify where I lived, and I gave myself a surname of Mrs. Q, and I just thought, okay, nobody's ever going to find this. The internet is vast. But what happened was that's when people across the country started really thinking about school lunch because of the First Lady's Let's Move initiative.
Yeah.
And Jamie Oliver started getting into the media, and it started to drive some hits to my blog, and then you know how one thing leads to another, and then everybody wants to know where I live and what I do, and I had no idea the anonymity would be so provocative.
Or hard to maintain. When did you come out?
I just came out 2 weeks ago.
Really?
I was able to keep it a secret for more than a year and a half.
And why did you keep it a secret that long? Didn't you want to say, aha, it's me. It's me, this teacher, you know. I've been sampling the school lunches every day, and we need to change them.
You know, I did want to do that some days, but other days I just was concerned about my job. You know how things are in the economy right now, and I just didn't know what the reception would be. Now that I'm out, I know that my coworkers are very supportive, and I've gotten some really nice communication with people. But I still wonder what could happen next for me, and I try to think positive.
What, you mean you think you're going to get in trouble for doing this?
I wonder if somebody might just try and sue me. That's what I think about now. But it was more important to me when I made the decision to write a book, not only about what I did in my journey, but also what others can do. That's an important part of my book.
Has it started a dialogue in the school that may lead to something better than the bagel dog?
You know, I think that it will. You know, the book just came out. And
yeah.
In fact, just recently a teacher told me at work, oh, what did you do? Why are people talking about you? So it's still just making it.
This is brand new. Wow.
Yeah, it is brand new. It is brand new, yeah.
Well, we'll be interested to find out. What happens is we talk with Sarah Wu, author of Fed Up with Lunch, The School Lunch Project, How One Anonymous Teacher Revealed the Truth About School Lunches and How We Can Change Them. And you've got a full board of WNYC listeners who want to chime in with their own experiences. Melissa in Hoboken, you're on WNYC. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Brian. I love your show.
Thank you.
So my son is in preschool. This is his second year. He goes to the public program, which is fully funded. The school lunch is really surprisingly good. And, you know, it is school lunch. It has problems with delivery sometimes, or, you know, there's still a mystery meat aspect from time to time. But in general, they've been really, really open and responsive to any comments I've made. They have a nutrition committee. My son is a vegetarian. They have a complete menu for him. And it's not just a cheese sandwich or a veggie nugget. It's like today they're having brown rice and vegetables, and they'll have protein and whole grains, whole grain pasta. Last year I asked them to try kale with the kids. They did. They tried lentils, and they take recipes from me. So it's been really, really surprisingly positive.
That's great. And that's a public, by the way, attention, real estate brokers, public pre-K in Hoboken. That's what you're telling us, right?
That's right. And, you know, it did take an effort on my part, but I was concerned for my son because he is a vegetarian. So I just sort of, you know, I got some emails, and anytime there's a problem on the menu, I say, hey, can maybe you next time, you know, add some eggs in there, or how about some tofu, or
right.
whatever it happens to be.
And they were
and
open to
really,
it.
They try. They have their standards that they mm-hmm. have to maintain and the calorie counts that they need for the children. But
Melissa,
they really, really honestly try.
Thank you very much. I think maybe Jenna in Northport has not had quite as positive an experience. Hi, Jenna.
I am so jealous. I cannot tell you. I don't know how this your caller before did this, because I was on I'm a parent in Long Island, and I was on the school lunch committee a couple of years ago, and I don't know if it was just the coordinator at our school at the time. It's since changed, so I'm not going to name any names, but the person who was, you know, the employee on this food procurement program, everything we suggested, no, we can't do that, and she talked about federal and state subsidies and things where we have to use their cheese, and we can't get organic chicken because we'd have to have, the price would go up, and that's impossible. So everything we suggested, literally, it was so disheartening. And I kind of gave up. I mean, my daughter just doesn't buy lunch at school, but I would love to do something to change it. I need to talk to your previous caller, because we were completely stonewalled.
Why do you think you got such resistance?
I hate to say it may have been the person that we worked with at the time, but, uh-huh. you know, the school, budget. One issue is budget, for sure. I mean, it is more expensive to buy things like organic chicken than regular chicken. So I think that was part of the reason. Uh-huh. Politics in schools, just people, maybe, you know, a certain amount of ignorance, because I see what people buy when I'm at the grocery store that they're feeding their kids, and I think, you know, they think, well, if it's chicken nuggets, it's good. They're getting chicken.
Right.
And it's not, I don't think that's really real chicken that the kids are getting.
Jenna, thank you for your call. So, Sarah Wu, what do you think the standard should be? Is it organic chicken as opposed to regular chicken, or is that too high a bar for a public school system? And, you know, maybe just don't deep fry the chicken and serve it with some vegetables or whatever.
I agree that organic chicken is pretty hard for the average school to afford. But like the caller said, chicken nuggets have less than 50% chicken. I don't think people realize. And it's pretty much a modern invention. It's just from the 1980s. Like, you know, when I was a child, I wasn't eating chicken nuggets. And now some schools are having chicken nuggets three times a week. And think about all the fillers. So really, we can do a step above processed chicken and move to actual whole chicken, because kids aren't getting that.
Have you found, we're almost out of time, but have you found a model? Have you looked at other public school districts outside your experience and seen, oh, this is what you actually can do and can do it affordably?
Well, I think that the caller had it right. Sometimes there needs to be a change in leadership and a vision. For example, in Hoboken, I actually had read a little bit about some of the changes that they were putting in.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that there are community leaders that are stepping forth, and like the caller said, you know, she was on the school lunch committee and then she just got disgusted and left. It might be time to rejoin. You just don't have a excuse me, you don't know, there could be political will now that there wasn't before, especially with everything in the media right now.
We have so many callers with stories who are not going to be able to get to, so folks, post them on our webpage for this segment at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. We have the one who says she visited a school and they put spaghetti right on the tray instead of a plate. We have another one who says even in a private school that he's involved with, they serve what he calls sewer trout, and they did passive resistance. Have you ever heard that term, sewer trout?
No, I have not heard sewer trout. That's wild.
I don't know what it is, or... You know, never know if a call is telling something that actually happened, so people can look that up. And anyway, Javen in Brooklyn, go post your sewer trout story to our page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. And we thank Sarah Wu for putting herself on the line for this experience. Fed up with lunch, the School Lunch Project, how one anonymous teacher revealed the truth about school lunches and how we can change them. And I hope everything works out for you. Now that your identity and what you actually did is suddenly public in your school.
Yes, thank you so much.
And thank you so much. Brian Lehr on WNYC. Coming up next, we continue our Something's Coming project. Today we'll look at music in the New York City area and even talk about a little classical Jimi Hendrix style, we're hearing it at Zuccotti Park.